We go about our daily lives understanding almost nothing of the world. We give little thought to the machinery that generates the sunlight that makes life possible. To the gravity that glues us to an earth that would otherwise send us spinning off into space. Or to the atoms of which we are made and on whose stability we fundamentally depend. Few of us spend much time wondering why nature is the way it is, where the cosmos came from, or whether it was always there. If time will one day flow backward, or whether there are ultimate limits to what humans can know. What is the smallest piece of matter? Why we remember the past and not the future? And why there is a universe?
Exactly. Sir, you just were outsmarted?
Sir, I would hope you would hit this wall, at least pound on it, because I don't want to stay in here all night.
Yes, sir. Sir? Sir, just bang on the wall.
Which wall?
Bang on the wall to your left, right by the bed.
Just above the headboard.
Okay, can you do that for me, sir, right now? I need you to do that right now for me. Shit, fuck. Shit, fuck, fucks. That was just goofy. That was goofy. I kind of want to call him back, though. Don't we want to take it and just goof around?
I'll fucking talk to him. Tell him what a piece of shit he is.
I was talking about another room. Just going room to room.
Yeah, what room was that?
That was room 114.
Okay, we'll go with 113.
How about Johnson? I'm gonna help you.
Bill 113, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, is this room 113?
Who is this?
This is Mr. Kniff. I'm calling from the front desk.
This is Mr. Who?
Kniff. K-A-N-I-F-F.
Okay, what do you want?
Well, we're getting a lot of complaints from guests over on 114 that there's a lot of ruckus being raised over there.
My daughter and I are in the bed. I don't know what you're talking about.
They said it sounded like a lot of moaning, as if somebody was engaging in sexual congress.
Don't call my fucking room playing on my phone.
Ma'am, don't talk to me.
Shut that fucking kid up, bitch.
Yeah, we got
I think she said call back.
Yeah, I think I think she needs to hear from Aaron about the fucking kid.
Yeah, I think so too.
Kid was playing on the phone. That's what happened.
What the fuck? What the shit? Alright, there we go.
Evil Ideas has a good idea. Tell him a white person needs that room.
Dirty, I think this one's you, buddy.
Okay.
113 is what you want.
Howard Duncan, I'm going to help you.
All right, room 113. Now.
113?
Yeah, 113.
What's your name?
My name is Brent.
Just hold on.
Thank you. It sounds like a banshee.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, he needs to patch us through. That he's a banshee.
Well, if he doesn't, maybe he has a sister.
Yeah, a motherfucker.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Is this room 113?
Why the fuck are you calling my room?
Listen, you need to keep that fucking kid quiet, bitch.
You better stop fucking calling my room.
I'm sick of hearing your goddamn kid. Huh? What are you gonna do about it? Hang up.
She is fucking pissed.
So does the rule mean that we can't call that room three times, or is three times for that room the limit, or is it three times for the hotel?
Whose rule is that?
Our rule's in the chat. We need verification.
Yeah, we need some verification.
Yeah, that goes beyond the knowledge of David Snoswell, attorney at law.
Yeah, because. You know, I don't.
So, I mean, you know, it doesn't really. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. I mean, Carlito's called people back like six or seven times in a row. But it just depends on where you are. Like, state to state, it doesn't really matter. If you're calling in state, then you can actually. It's an issue. But, like, someone from Pennsylvania, say, Carlito, calling California, they can't do anything.
Okay.
There's that. Where's that video of what's his name? You know, where he gets called back by the police officer and basically tells him to suck his dick.
Zolar,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I need that video. Somebody can find it.
Hey, Aaron, we had a bancho threaten to cook me in the tandoori oven again last night.
Awesome.
Remember that call that we made on your show?
Oh, my God. I don't know why they're so easy to get aggravated. If there was another, I just wish that there was another group of people that were equally so fast to scream shit at us.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to call this, and I'm going to go pee. So somebody can take this while I urinate.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
What are you calling?
It's the same motel.
Okay.
Yes, hello. Room. Oh, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Banshood.
Who?
Hello? Are you Ulu?
This is the Howard Johnson.
I know. Are you a Ulu?
I don't understand.
Do you have a sister?
Sorry?
Can we speak to the nigga in 113?
Sorry?
113, room 113. Hurry up.
Yeah, Black Bitch, 113.
Immediately. It's urgent.
Business matter. Yeah, business matter. Thank you.
Jesus Christ, I can't believe he's connected us.
I'll tell her a few things.
See if you can get a recipe for grits.
Yeah, I actually bought some the other day. I need to learn how to cook them.
I think it's on the back of the box.
I think so.
Yeah, he's still sent
to the room. Hey, what happened? 113.
There's nobody answer.
You Betty Chode. Do you have a Hello? Sister? Hello.
Yes.
Where's your sister?
What?
I want your sister to come in front of me.
And your mother. Your mother's house.
Yeah, 113 again, please. Thank you. Over and out.
Yes. Hello? Yes, can we speak with room 113? Immediately.
Where are you calling from? Nobody answered the 113.
I'm calling from your sister's bed.
But nobody answered the call.
Actually, my wife is in 113. I want to make sure that whore is not cheating, so transfer me. Thank you.
Okay, if you could just transfer me to a room 112 then?
No.
Yes, do it. Do it now.
Can you patch us through to a room that has a person in it? Any room, it doesn't matter. We just need to talk to somebody.
Sorry.
We're from corporate.
Yeah, we're from corporate. 116, please.
We don't transfer.
This is all a test.
Can give me the guest name.
This is Howard Johnson. I need you to transfer me over and out.
It starts with a T. It's Timmy or something.
Smith. We need to talk to Mr. Smith.
Oh, shit. I remember the name. Do you want to do this one?
Sure. Is this the hotel still?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the same.
Howard Johnson, I'm a helpie.
You Bon Chode? You're a Bon Chode. You transfer me to room 117 now, Bon Chode. You transfer me now.
Excuse me, sir. What is your ethnicity so that we know how to insult you appropriately?
Okay, I'm gonna call the cops. I have your number.
Okay. Who are you transferring us?
The cops.
I don't know who he's transferring us. Is he transferring us to a room?
So find out. The cops.
So confused.
Hang up.
Yep. What the fuck is...
Here, do you want to try this one?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, put it in.
Okay, let me take this one. This is
We need one. We can just dial into the rooms.
Yeah,
quick Singapore.
I have more hotels lined up.
Good afternoon, Four Seasons Hotel Singapore.
Yes, English speaker.
I beg your pardon.
Yes, my name is David Snoswell. I'm an American tourist. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I'm coming from America, damn it. Best country in the world, and I need to reserve a room.
Certainly.
Need a booking.
Yes, allow me to transfer you to the room reservation.
Yes, please. Hurry the fuck up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bitch.
Good afternoon, room reservation. This is Hanlon.
Good afternoon, damn it. My name is David Snoswell. I'm coming from America, and I need a room.
Most certainly. When would you need this room, sir?
Let's see. I will be arriving tomorrow for a four-night stay.
Tomorrow for a four-night stay.
Okay. Yes. And I need one room with one bed for two men.
Fuck yeah.
Two men in one bed for kissing. We will do lots of kissing. And I would also, I'd like to bring you a present when I come. I'm going to bring you some American chewing gum. What flavor of chewing gum would you like?
Sorry, sir.
Sorry? Why? Why are you sorry? We have the best chew. Pardon?
No, I don't take chewing gum.
Oh, okay. Can I chew lots of gum in your hotel? I'm quitting smoking, and I need to chew gum.
You'll be arriving tomorrow for four nights, is that correct?
For four nights, yes. I need one room with one bed for two men. Two men will be sharing the one bed.
Most certainly. Well, unfortunately, our rooms for the king size bed are all fully committed for this day.
Do you have a smaller bed?
We only have a room with two single beds, and that is our suite.
Okay, can we put the two single beds together?
Unfortunately not, because they're actually...
Well, that's okay. We'll take the room with the two single beds, but we both will be sleeping in the same bed, so the other bed will just be unoccupied.
Most certainly. And for this type of room, what we have available is that we either a Four Seasons Executive Suite at $630.
Oh, perfect. We have lots of money. Lots of money. So... Whatever. Yes, please book that room. And can you remove one of the beds? We just want one bed. Can you take the other bed away?
Unfortunately, we're not able to take the bed away. However, you can use the bed to put your luggage in.
Yes, okay, so we will put the luggage on one bed, and then my partner and I will be sharing the other bed for lots of kissing and loud love. We will be making love loudly every night. And do you have a restroom in the lobby? Is there a restroom? Toilet?
Yes.
Yes. We won't be using the toilet in the room. Do you have a toilet in the lobby?
Yes, we do, sir.
Yes, because it's against our religion to use the restroom in our actual room. In our custom, our American custom is that we do not flush the toilet after we use it. Will that be a problem?
Sorry, can I just have you repeat?
Yes. American custom is to use the restroom in the lobby, and after we poop, we do not flush the toilet.
I don't think it's a real call, honestly, you guys.
This is a real call. I'm calling from America, damn it.
Not a real call.
Oh, well. Maybe one of you gentlemen can do a real call now.
Not a real call. It's not a real call.
Just couldn't get her wound up like the people last night.
Yeah, they got heated, didn't they?
Yeah.
Carlito said, calling from Damn It USA.
Thank you for calling the award-winning Howard Johnson Hotel at Tom's River. If you...
You are being transferred to a guest.
All right, I'm going to send this number.
Hey, guests.
This is 114, by the way.
I'll talk to him.
I'll hit the numbers, too.
I'm sorry, but no one...
Son of a bitch.
That extension is not valid. Please try again. That extension is not valid. Please try again. You are being transferred to a guest.
This is 112.
And high definition.
What number?
112.
Hello?
Hi, is this room 112?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I need to speak with you about urgent matters, but can I verify the last name on the room, please?
Milicevic.
All right, that checks out. Thank you. We've been getting some complaints from room 113 about some loud noises coming from your room.
They're sleeping.
From what they've been describing, it's a loud buzzing sound. They said possibly a personal sexual device.
There's nothing on my legs.
We also had a disturbance call from our security team who said they smelled marijuana smoke coming from your room from possible marijuana cigarettes.
No, you're welcome to check.
If we came up there and took a look around your room right now, would your wife be upset?
She's sleeping here in the lighting, but in room 112?
I mean, if we were to come up there right now, would she have her panties on?
Yes, we're in bed. They're sleeping, yes.
Okay, and no sexual devices in sight or anything like that. Well, I don't know how far out of the crazy realm it would be, because checking your pay-per-view charges, I do see you've rented two adult pay-per-views that have been billed to your credit card.
No, not me.
It's definitely been billed to your credit card.
I hope not.
Mm-hmm. There was one, it's Cream Street 2 Back in Action for $39.95.
No, this is somebody's joke.
I'm sorry, sir. This is no joke.
Mr. Kniff?
Yes.
Yes, this is David Snoswell. We just are getting confirmation of another pay-per-view request. Looks like they just ordered Willie Bonk. Oh, sorry,
Ken? Continue to talk to them, David. I have another guest.
Yes, would you like me to continue to talk?
Yeah, go ahead and speak to him.
Yes, did you just view a movie entitled Willy Bonkia and the Chocolate Factory?
What? What are you doing here? I'm trying to put in bed.
Well, we're getting these confirmations coming over our computer machine. It looks like you also viewed a movie before that entitled Lawrence of Arabia.
I'm just trying to get some sleep. This is somebody's cool joke, and he's putting something on my charge card.
Well, we're also getting reports of a lot of noise coming from the room. Are you masturbating loudly while watching these titles?
Look, this is somebody's joke. I'm going to call the cops.
No, there's no need to do that. We just ask that if you're going to be right masturbating, now. please keep it down. You can put a pill over your face. With that Willy Bonkia and the Chocolate Factory.
That's clever. I like that. I'm going to call that hotel back.
Sorry, Ken, I didn't mean to break in on that.
No, that's fine, because there's people sleeping here, so I can't get super
Thank
loud.
Thank you for calling. Yeah. With Johnson Hotel of Tom.
That extension is not valid.
Carlito wanted me to do jumping jacks while he was talking.
All right, this is 115. Someone wants to take it. Dirty.
Yeah, this one's all you. I got it.
I'm sorry. That extension is not valid. Please try again. You are being transferred to a guest.
No, this is 117.
117.
There's no 116.
I'm sorry, but no one is available to take call. Just a moment, please. You are being transferred to a guest.
It's 114.
Did we call 114?
Yeah, I just had to click something really fast. In case they answer.
I'm sorry.
111.
That extension is not valid. You are being transferred to a guest.
This is 109. Refrigerator must...
I'm sorry, didn't...
Poop. Shit.
Cocksucker.
That extension is not that. You are being transferred to...
That's 225.
225. Ring.
That extension
this
is not
really
valid.
Weird.
Where are we calling anyway?
I'm calling at Howard Johnson. This is 223.
In Singapore?
No. America. I think I may give up on this one.
I'm sorry, but no one is available to take your call. Just a moment.
Should we try, I guess I'm going to try calling the Guam sex shop again?
Sure. I got Dirty Aaron's number here.
Oh, okay. Cool. Aaron, you love the Hawaiians.
Got some, I fucking hate them, dude. Hello, I'm calling with a Lexus.
Yeah.
So it's for sale, yeah?
Yeah, it's for sale.
Okay. What kind of condition is the interior in?
Oh, it's a 8 out of 10. I mean, it's a good car. Starting off with, I'm about to leave the island, so it's pretty much dirt cheap right now. I'm selling it for $5,000. The only negative to the car is a spot on the rear where it was a dent repair that was done that wasn't finished.
So how much is it now? $5,000?
Yeah, I'm just asking $5,000 for it. So I mean, it's, I'm just trying to get rid of. I've got three cars, and I like to take one car off the island. So
you going into the military? You going into the war?
No, I'm leaving the island.
Yeah, I really appreciate the veterans. I appreciate you doing that for us, you know, and keeping the freedom. I think it's awesome. You getting the GI Bill?
Yeah, I've been at it, man. Are you on the island?
No, I'm just shopping for a car.
Oh, you're not on the island?
No, I just saw Lexus, you know. Kind of black, and then I happened along this, so I was just checking it out. So
oh, yeah, so I'm only going to be selling to people on the island because I've had a lot of problems with everything else. So
are you racist against people who like to live like where there's a lot of land or something, or you don't like the mainlanders? Is that the deal? Hello? Son of a bitch.
Are you racist? All right, here is Baz's number.
It's a good deal for $5,000.
Yeah, it actually is.
Adult specialty?
Yes, is this the adult specialty shop in Guam?
Yes, sir.
Yes, hey, I was wondering if I might be able to book a party. Birthday party?
What's that?
Yes, can I book a birthday party?
A birthday party?
Yes.
And then?
Yes, and I would like to have a birthday party at your shop. Yes, sir. So I would like you to explain the accommodations to me.
What combination?
What combination? All what men.
Doctor? Huh?
All men. We would like to buy some women for our party. Dirty girls.
Are you calling from here?
Yes, I'm calling from Guam. We just arrived. Yes, we just arrived in Guam. There's eight of us. And it's Ken's birthday.
We're selling DVDs only here.
Oh,
DVDs only.
We were looking for the glory hole.
We're selling DVDs.
And I'm fast.
So what kind of DVDs do you want?
We want dirty DVDs.
Yes, plenty over here, sir.
Yeah, you have plenty.
I was talking to the customer. Okay, hold. Can you?
Yeah, tell them to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, wait. Of course, I have a customer. Hold on. Just for a while.
I want to eat your ass.
I can see this customer. Hold on, okay? Yeah, I have a customer. So what was that?
Yes, we would like to watch many, many dirty movies.
Yes, we have for the plenty of DVDs here, sir. Yeah, so, we have plenty of DVDs here, sir. So if you want, so just stop by here right in Tumon, across San Castle. Okay,
yes.
Sir?
So can we bring a cake? We're going to bring a cake too.
For the party.
We're going to have the birthday party at the store, and we're going to watch lots of dirty movies.
I'm sorry, we sell DVDs here only. We don't watch there's no room here to watch, sir.
Do you have big black pussy pumpers?
Oh.
Are you going to check?
Don't hang up.
Hi.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Hello.
Watashiwa, Aaron Des, Yoroshiko,
Anashima-san. So I can come here and then I'll show you a lot of DVDs.
My pee-pee.
Can you show me some peck-peck?
You're talking nasty, sir.
No, I'm not talking nasty.
You always call here, right?
No, can I talk
remember
to the boss?
You always call here. You bother everybody here.
I don't bother.
I saw your number here. So yes.
Let me talk to the boss.
I saw your number here. So anytime your call is monitored.
How can I help you?
My call
I need
is
to ask
monitored.
Her, I need to ask this bitch a question.
Huh?
How many ping pong balls can you fit in your pussy?
You are monitored. So if you
play it back for you, stupid.
You are being monitored.
Do I sound good?
So I got your number here. Okay.
Hey, can
so
I speak to the boss?
If you want
to
stop by here, just stop by here.
Yeah, we're stopping by. We're gonna stop by.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. I have a customer.
Wait. Let me talk to the customer. Hello.
We're calling corporate.
Did she hang up?
I think so.
She was monitor the call.
A monitor call?
All right, we need some hooker turds.
Hey, I got some hooker turd motels, numbers that we called on your show.
Yeah.
And down by the SeaTac.
Yeah.
Oh,
love that shit.
Yeah, let me pull those up.
And there was one when I was going down there one time that was just loaded with cars.
Yeah, these are in Kent.
The one in Des Moines, man, just along Back Highway, you can't get a car in some of those parking lots. They're so
okay.
full.
Here's one that you can dial rooms directly. Do you want that one?
Yeah. Okie dokies.
Thank you for calling the Sunset.
We're going to start out with 111.
While I try that extension.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yes, sir.
Who is this?
This is number 11.
Okay. Sir, are you aware that you're being very loud tonight?
Very loud?
Yes, there are loud noises coming from your room.
Maybe the TV? I'm a little loud right now.
Yeah, turn the TV down, sir.
Okay.
Your room is very loud. I'm going to have...
Okay, no, sorry about that.
No, no, I'm going to have to ask you to leave if you don't shut the fuck up.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Okay, you know, there's...
You don't have to be a cartoon with me.
You don't have to be a cocksucker, though. You could,
okay.
You could just quiet the fuck down, or I'll kick you out of the hotel.
Okay, thanks.
You understand
sorry,
that, Boncho?
I'm sorry. I'm apologize.
You're a what?
I'm apologize to you.
Yeah, you apologize to me right now. You apologize right now. Do it on the phone.
Hello, front desk. I'm from 115. This gentleman called me a cocksucker motherfucker.
Sir, are you trying to provoke fights at our hotel?
I think he was more of a Chingatimale way than a Banshood.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I think so.
Madre.
Madre. Alright. We'll go for 112. Just keep walking up.
Thank you for calling. Please hold while I try that extension.
Fuck you, robot.
Fuck you.
Hello.
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yes?
How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay, are you aware of the loud noises that are coming from your room?
There's no loud noises coming from here.
Yes, sir. I have a report from room 111.
Uh-huh.
And it says that there was loud sex noises.
Tony's making loud noises over at that room next door.
Yeah, I am, sir. I am. You know, there's been a lot of prostitution activity here. Do you have a prostitute in the room, sir?
I'm watching porn.
Are you watching porn right now, sir?
Yeah, there's been a lot of it's porn. Not loud. It's not loud.
Well, there's been a lot of moaning and grunting.
It smells like marijuana cigarettes there.
Well, I mean, I'll deal with that, but, sir... what the fuck?
He's actually watching porn. That's fantastic.
Should we call him back?
Yes.
Dirty, you want to talk to him?
Yes.
All right.
Actually, offer him a discount on porn if he orders three or more.
Well, he's watching porn, so he must be masturbating loudly.
Yeah, but like offer him half off if he orders three or more. So he orders a shitload of them, and he's like, fuck, I gotta pay for them.
Oh, fuck, that's funny.
I didn't know what to say.
He just caught you.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Well, what titles?
Thank you for calling the Sunset Motel.
It's 112.
Please hold while I try that extension.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Is this the man we were just speaking with?
This is the man you were just speaking with.
So what sort of titles are we talking about here? Because we're having a reviewing system. Is this a reviewing system for the pornography? Is this some of your own titles or some that we're providing for you?
This is a CD. I don't want to talk to you about that shit. Good night.
Well, no, it's fine. Don't worry. I mean, you know, it's safe. It's a survey.
He's actually watching porn.
I don't want to. It's a CD.
I thought he was counter trolling.
Recommend some titles to him.
He's all upset. Don't talk to me while I'm jerking off.
Right. Yeah, he's probably he almost to... there.
Yeah. Yeah. He was just about to come.
All right, so move on to 113 or.
I need a front desk. I need to get my hooker turds back.
See what?
I need the front desk.
Thank you for calling the Sunset Motel. If you your card, please hold while I try that extension. Sunset Motel.
Yes, hello. Is this the front desk?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I have a little bit of a situation there. I was staying in room 113 about three nights ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was staying with a woman that was not my wife. If you catch my drift.
We don't have a room 13.
113.
We do not have a room 13, and it would be 113.
Okay. Is it 114?
You tell me.
I don't know. She booked the room. I arranged it with her. I thought it was 113, but I think I was intoxicated. Anyways, I was staying with her, and I believe I might have left something behind in the room. Do you guys have, like, a lost and found, or does the...
If the maids or the owner found it, it would be in the laundry room, and I do not have access to that.
Oh, okay.
So you have to come here through the day.
Oh, during the day, you mean not so late at night?
Right.
So what it is that, you know, I don't sleep with these women. I just have them defecate in a bag, and then I save the hooker turds. But I forgot.
I don't care about your personal life. That's none of my business.
Well, I mean, I don't want you to judge me and think that I'm cheating on my family and my wife. I'm just, you know.
Well, if it was poop, they threw it away.
Oh, man. It was in, like, a Ziploc bag. It would definitely look like
poop. Well, then they threw it away.
Okay. Well, so I gotta buy another one? I gotta get a new one?
I suppose you'll have to.
Okay. Do you know any good ones over there?
No.
Okay. Have you ever tried it? Have you ever had the hooker poop for you?
No.
Okay. It's amazing, really. All right. Well, thank you for the information. I'll try.
Sir, is this man's attorney? That was personal property. You'll need to compensate him for the hooker turds.
I don't think so. Not if you left it.
Well, she left it.
So, hello, are you there?
I think you hung up. So maybe he'll shit in a bag for you.
Yeah, I was just getting that.
Call her back.
Oh, we will. That's funny. I was cracking up. I don't sleep with the women. I just have them defecate in my bathroom.
I like that guy. Not if you left it.
Thank you for calling. Please hold while I try that extension.
He didn't seem fazed by it. A lot of the other people we've called, they're like... That is disgusting.
That's hilarious. Alright, he wasn't picking up. Do we have another hooker?
Well, we could call Bath has more numbers in the same...
okay.
Yeah.
Same.
That was the only one that I had that you could actually dial directly.
Well, what is it? I can't remember. Is it Dialer or Zolar? He calls, and somehow or another he gets the guy's name, and then he'll, like, call a taxi for that guy or whatever.
That's actually really fun.
Or just say, I'm room 113, my name is blah, 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 and then I'll call him a taxi and shit.
Here's one in Pacific Highway South that is truly hooker territory.
Well, I stayed in one.
I got one on the East Coast.
I stayed in one in Federal Way where I didn't really realize it until at night that the whole, it had like a red neon light like all the way around the outside of it. I was like, fuck, dude. It smelled like smoke, and there was like hella crackheads in there like for the raiding the Continental Breakfast.
Nice.
You should have stayed in an area.
What were you doing in Federal Way, Dirty?
I used to live up there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Nice. You well, still live, do you live in Washington still?
No, I live in Portland, but I lived in northwest Washington, about an hour north of Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Where Cobra lives.
Oh, shit. Okay. Cobra lives in Washington, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's my hetero life partner. He was just here a couple of weeks ago.
Thank you.
So, you guys were broadcasting from your garage?
My garage, which was kind of, it was a shit show. The first 10 minutes of the show was totally fucking retarded. I was like,
yes.
Hojo?
She's taking a shower.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Is this, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you, sir. Is this a front desk?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I was staying there a few weeks ago, and I was staying with a woman who was not my wife. And she, I don't know exactly what room it is. She arranged it, but I believe that I left something behind in the room. Do you guys have a lost and found, or do you have access to that?
We have a lost and found, yes.
And is it like, can you get to it, or does the do the maids and stuff, do they steal stuff if it's left behind? Do you know? I know it's, you know, I don't, well, what it is that, so I don't, it's a prostitute. I'm a little embarrassed, but I don't sleep with the women. I just have them defecate in a sack for me. Oh man.
Damn it. My kid walked in like right when he started the call, and Ken's got that lovely avatar.
Oh my god. Answer question.
So I shut the laptop really quick, but I forgot to mute it. He was asking where my daughter was, and she's taking a shower right now. That's why that went over the air. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I thought I heard some kids. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
I was like, oh shit, man, this kid's walked in again.
Flick. Oh, it's happened to me a couple times.
Well, Ken had that avatar of that African dude with the 12-inch giant dog. Dick.
That shit's so funny. Yeah, man, I'm in Washington, too. That shit's awesome. I'm like, shit, I'm like 15 minutes from Baz.
Yeah.
I'm in undisclosed locations, but I'm like 15 minutes from Baz.
Are you on the east side or what?
Well, I'm in the east side right now.
It's like I'm 3 hours from fucking Jihad.
Thank you for calling Howard Johnson, Melbourne.
Hello. Hello. Hello, is this Melbourne?
Who?
Hello, I need to look for Lost and Found.
You want Lost and Found?
Yeah, did you lose? Where's the Lost and Found?
You need to call back in the morning, sir.
No, no, here's the deal, is that I had a prostitute there.
What is that?
I had a hooker. Do you know a hooker?
You have. What you are talking about?
I had sex with a prostitute, with a woman who is not my wife.
So what I have to do with that?
Okay, I had her shit in a bag. And I left it behind. Can you find it for me?
When it was and what date and what room you was in?
It was like on the second floor, right by the elevator.
Elevator?
Right, yeah.
We don't have any elevator in the property.
Oh, maybe it was by the fire escape? Well, here's the deal. I lost my poop in a bag, so I need you to poop in a bag for me so I can take it.
Huh?
And, or
sir,
maybe your sister...
When did you stay here?
Maybe your sister can shit in the bag for me? You banchoed?
Barakal?
Huh?
What you're talking about?
I'm talking about your sister and your mother in front of me. Is that right, Gandu?
Gandu, chubai ka rakna, mother chod.
Hey,
fucking asshole.
Mother chod. You need to shave your... Ah, shit.
Betty chod. Yes.
Hold on. I gotta pull my list up.
We have some new words, Aaron. Kuda.
I don't need new words.
Yeah. Yeah, you do pretty good with
Jahat. You need to shave your Jahat.
There's one I couldn't memorize it. It was like shame after sex or something like that.
It's like the sadness after fucking.
Sadness after fucking, that's right.
Oh god.
Let's see.
I've got some Australian bancho numbers.
Oh, yeah. Let's do those.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. What time is it? It's about 5:21 there. Five, yeah. Should wait about 10 minutes because I think
five o'clock is dinner time.
5 o'clock. Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Let me pull one up.
Hey, bancho is in the chat. Hey, Boncho, are you going to go to the DECA conference and yell nasty words?
I just saw a thing. I've never been to the Comic-Con, but I saw a thing for the Port. There's one that's going to be in Portland in January.
Yeah, cool.
I'm not really into it, but I know that there's a gal at my work that went there dressed like a whore. So, down with that.
I want to go to Comic-Con. That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, I went to the one here in Seattle with my son a couple of years ago. It was pretty fun. So we saw some fat, middle-aged dude dressed as the Silver Surfer. You know,
oh, it was
Silver
RVCP Surfer. Was there.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, the guy was just wearing a pair of silver Speedos with his badass body painted silver.
That's fucking amazing. That had to smell terrible.
Yeah. That's pretty horrifying.
That's pretty nasty.
Tastes good.
All right, let's get going. I want to hear a dirty Aaron Boncho call.
I think he needs to talk to the Punjabi Palace.
Dirty Aaron, are you doing a show tomorrow?
I don't know. I've been trying to get back on the horse. It's been insane here, but we'll see.
I hope so.
Your warm-up.
Yeah, this is your warm-up. Back on the horse. Now you have to go full John White.
Sanjay, please, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make order for pickup.
So, what name?
My name is Brent.
And what would you like to order, sir?
I would like one order of the naan bread, garlic naan.
Yeah.
And then also samosa.
Meat or vegetable?
Meat.
Mm-hmm.
And then chicken tikka masala.
Mm-hmm.
And then one order of banchod.
Sorry, which one? Lamb chop?
No, banchod.
Sorry, I cannot understand you.
Maybe I can get your sister, and I can warm her nipples, and then maybe you can come in front of me. What do you think about that? Sir.
Fuck, turn me on.
Hello, sir.
Oh, shit.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Here's the Taj Mahal Indian cuisine.
Well, you'll shit when you see my list of banchu numbers.
I'm sure it's quite extensive, huh?
It's on my desktop.
Taj Mahal, how can I help you?
Yeah, yes, like hello. To... Make an order.
Yeah, for takeaway?
Yes, that's right.
Are you sure? Can I have your name and contact number, please?
Yes. My name is Brent.
Yep.
And you need a... I'm American, so I'm just staying here.
Okay. You don't have a contact number.
Well, is it so? I'm using international. So, do you know the country code? Do you know what it is? 61.
Okay.
So it's
on this number. Can we contact you if there's some problem with the car?
Shut up, woman! While I tell you the number. 8359.
Excuse me.
I listen. Where I come from, the women listen and the men talk. So it's 8835920666. Hello.
Hello.
883.
Hello. Look, whoever you are, listen to me carefully now.
No, is this
these are monitored calls,
phone?
And you are in big shit soon.
No, no.
You better hang up now.
Fuck you macho bitch.
I think she said call back.
Big here, do you want me to apologize for you?
No, fuck that.
I think she said call back, though.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
She definitely said call back.
You're in a big shit.
I thought she hung up. I wouldn't have jumped in like that. I'm sorry.
Hello. Let me speak to the woman who was talking nasty to me.
Sorry?
I want to speak with the woman who was talking nasty to the man.
Somebody is making prank calls here.
No prank calls. No prank calls.
Yep.
Who would be making prank calls? I want to make an order, but I have women.
Sure.
I have women talking mean to me, and I don't like it.
Yeah, sure. Because
my wife talked like that to me. I pushed her down the stairs. You understand?
Oh, sorry. What did you say?
I said my wife. She talked like that to me. I pushed her down the stairs.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I raised my right hand, and she knows.
That's nice of you.
Yes,
that's
it is.
How gentlemen behave.
Can you turn that fucking music down so I can make my order? Hello. Can I speak with a man? I need a man-to-man talk. Hello. God damn it. Do you understand? You must not understand the English. Dirty people. I'm in a glass case of emotion.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
So just turn that devil people there. Music off.
Hey, dirty, dirty people. I take big shit. I take big shit.
Hold on, I might come back.
Put your ass cheeks on the grill.
Hold on. Bancho in the chat room speaks Hindi.
He's a drunk guy. So. Shout out to Bancho.
Hello? Stupid bitch. Thank you.
Did she say one more time?
Nah, fuck that bitch. So, I think that some of the numbers, I don't know if you saw that I put it in the chat, they're a little old, but...
Yeah, actually, I recognized the first one on your show.
What?
Yeah, they're a fusion.
Welcome back to the phone line. How you doing, bitch?
Yeah, she's still there.
Indulge in a feast of aromatic dishes. That shit.
Yeah, she's back.
What?
Big mistake.
Welcome back, bitch. Nice to see you.
She's
can you translate though?
She's gonna give you your big shit now.
Bancho, can you translate? Cause that'd be cool. All right, I'm gonna do more. I'm just gonna leave her on the line.
Okay.
Okay, Bancho said he's just a drunk guy who once dated an Indian girl.
Yes. So I changed.
And he says that was a big mistake.
Yeah.
Well, now his dick smells like curry. I mean, it's never gonna, the smell's never going to go away.
Yeah, you never date.
Yes, can I make an order for takeaway, please?
Yeah, what would you like, then?
Yeah, I would like some Indian dirty food, damn it.
Sorry?
I would like some delicious food, please. Chicken tikka masala.
Yeah.
One order of filthy pompadoms.
Yeah.
And one order of banchode.
Bitch.
Sorry?
One order of banchode with dondu sauce.
I can't get you, man. One chicken tikka masala, one papadam, what else?
One mater chode. Look, I want your sister. Bring your sister in front of me with mango curry spread all over her immediately. Hello?
Oh, he said call back. Yeah. He definitely said call back. I want to talk this time.
Go for it.
Yeah, fuck. We'll just call another one.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize how tall that list was. Oh, shit. All right.
And I know that I think that there's one. I think the Beyond India one I've called so many fucking times. Some of them, there's a couple that I've called back and that they're not Indian restaurants anymore.
Yes, I'd like to place an order for takeout.
Yeah, takeaway.
Yes, takeaway.
Yeah, sure. Okay, can I start with your name and phone number?
Yes, my name is John Holloman.
Yep, and contact number.
Okay, I would like papadoms.
Is the contact number, sir?
Yeah, and naan.
Excuse me, sir, just a phone number, your contact detail.
Sorry. It's 8.
Yep.
8363-2691.
Yes, sir. So what are you having tonight?
As I already previously stated, dumbass, I said papadons.
Yep.
Garlic naan.
Yep.
And lamb curry.
Yeah.
And then a special order of banchode. Banchode?
What's that?
It's your sister. Bring your sister in front of me. I take her and I make a chode with her gandu.
Okay, anything else?
And I lick her yacht. Her yacht.
Anything else?
Yes. And I would like beef curry.
Yeah.
Okay. I would like your sister.
Yep.
You are a son of an owl.
Anything else?
Randy Kibashi. Tegan. Me dande.
Bullshit, motherfucker.
Push him a little too far.
Yeah, just right over the edge. Son of an owl. I think when you called him an owl, that really pushed him a little too far.
And then I told him to shove a rod in his ass. Terry gone to me. Fuck you, motherfucker.
You're going to call it. Here's one called Indian Taste Buds.
Okay.
Yeah. Brisbane.
This giant ass list. Holy shit. I didn't know how to do their country code.
It's +61 from what I understand.
Yeah, but 8? It's just a random 8 in there.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't know how it's. Yeah. I don't know the cadence of how they do their numbers.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's what I was tripping over.
Good evening, Samantha.
Yeah, I'd like to make an order, damn it, for food.
Shit, fuck.
Okay.
For dirty food.
Sorry?
Yes, I'd like some food, please. Can you take my order for takeaway?
Yeah, that's fine. What do you like?
Yes, I'd like one order of chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka?
Chicken tikka, yeah. I want
We don't have chicken tikka. We have the chicken curry.
Yes, I'll take the chicken curry.
Yes.
Do you have papadums?
No, we don't have papadum. We have only the naan bread.
Naan bread? Okay, yeah, one garlic naan.
Okay.
And I'd like one order of banchod.
Banchod, yeah?
Banchod.
Sorry?
Banchod?
Lamb chops are...
No, no, listen carefully. Banchod.
Lamb chops?
No, banchod. It's where you take a sister and you fuck her. Can you put a man on the phone?
It's her? It's her?
Yes, I would like banchod.
Lamb.
No, I would like you. I would like you to spread mango curry all over yourself.
Mango curry? We don't have that mango curry. Shall we?
Well, do you have chutney?
Mango chutney. Let me have a look. We have made some local one. The homemade one. We'll give you some homemade.
You have sauce? What kind of sauce do you have?
Rice?
Sauce.
Sag?
Sauce. Yeah, we've got the...
Sorry?
Listen, bitch, can you put a man on the phone?
Yeah.
We're sick of dealing with you.
I want to talk to a man.
We don't have mango. Sorry, this is a Nepalese restaurant.
Oh
Nepalese, that's fine. We need to speak with a man.
It's Nepalese food?
Is there a man there?
Yes.
Can I speak with him?
Dumb bitch.
I don't talk to women. I don't order food from women. They're not... They're small minds.
What would you like to order?
I would like to order food, but only from a man, because you have a small brain.
The name of the restaurant is Indian Taste Buds.
Well, this is Nepal. Oh, no, I'm still calling Dirty Aaron's list.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Got it.
Yeah, that's funny, though. Yeah, I like banchos, right?
Oh, this one. Oh, the one you just called is these. They're actually in. Their numbers changed. That Harvest of India. They're actually in my contact list, and they're so mad.
What's the name of it again?
Harvest of India.
They changed their number.
Yeah, it keeps call failed.
They probably got so pissed off.
Oh my god, I called him so many fucking times. Because they were so angry that I actually saved their number in my contact.
Alright, Baz, this one's yours.
Which one is this?
Yeah, this is the India Taste Buds. Okay. It's funny as hell.
Good evening, Indian Taste Buds. Spring game, how can I...
Yeah, I want to order some Indian food, damn it.
For takeaway?
For takeaway. Takeaway, yes.
What would you like?
I'd like one order of chicken tikka masala.
Medium, mild, or spicy?
Very spicy. So spicy it's going to burn my asshole when I take a shit tomorrow.
Okay.
And one order of papadums.
Yes.
Yeah, one order of banchod.
What?
Banchod. You know, the banchod with gandu sauce. Listen, you son of an owl.
It's not available here, mate.
Yeah, can you also take a shit in your tandoori oven and cook it up and then smear it all over your sister? And then bring her in front of me. Immediately.
Sorry, man. This food is not available for you.
What's that?
This food is not available for you.
Dang.
Ah, man. Baz can't ever go to that restaurant again. You're banned. Banned for life.
Yeah. I'm going to go anyway.
Yeah, go and just order. Wouldn't that be funny to actually go to a restaurant that they get really mad at and actually say that you know, I'd like to order Bancho in person, just stare at them right in the eyes and say Bancho.
Oh my God, I have such a hard time. Like, where? Oh, we went out to Greek food, and I fucking was, wanted to order a Malacca so bad.
what is that?
I can't remember what it means, but
Malacca's motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'll do it next time. Oh, Malacca.
Yeah. We called Jimmy a Malacca, and he got fucking angry.
Jimmy's a trip.
All right, Dirty, you want to do this one?
Sure, then I got to go to bed.
Ah, shit, fuck.
I'm on the left coast. It's late.
Hello,
yes, hello. I would like to make order for foods.
Yeah, please.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, is it Indian food, yeah?
Sorry?
Is dirty Indian food?
So what is it?
Is it Indian food?
Yeah, Indian food, yeah.
Oh, okay, so like naan bread you have?
Yeah.
Okay, can we get that?
Sorry?
Can I get the garlic naan?
Yeah, one garlic naan.
Yeah, and then I would like to have, do you have saffron rice?
How many rice?
Two.
Two rice, okay.
Two rice. Is it saffron rice or just white rice?
It's pilau rice.
Oh, pilau rice. Okay, yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good, I like that. I like to rub it on my genitals. So how about the chicken tikka masala?
Chicken tikka masala, but chicken.
Well, with the whole thing. Full order.
Chicken tikka masala.
Yeah. And can I have an order of marichod with ulu sauce?
Yes. Give me 1 second, please.
Excuse me, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry. Yeah, you want the chicken tikka main course?
Yeah. Full order.
Chicken tikka main course, yeah.
Yeah, not a half.
No worries.
Okay, are you there?
Chicken tikka main course.
Yes.
What else?
One order of marichod.
Two rice, one garlic naan.
Yes, pilau rice, one garlic naan.
Yeah,
one marichod, one banchod.
You're speaking very low. We cannot hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now, motherfucking idiot owl? Stupid. The owl, marichod, banchod.
One garlic naan.
Yes, can you hear me now, sir?
Pardon?
Can you hear me now, sir? You are the son of an owl. Oh, fucking asshole.
Nah, that shit was funny. Alright, well. Dirty, you gotta do one more.
One more, he says.
One more.
How about Bombay Bliss?
I was thinking he asked for some hooker turds.
Oh?
Yeah, you want some more hooker turds?
I would like some hooker turds back.
Speaking, how may I help you?
Yes, hello, sir. I was there at a room not too long ago, maybe 1 week.
Right.
And I left something behind. Do you have a lost and found?
We do, but the housekeeping department is closed until 8 tomorrow morning.
Oh, I understand. Well,
do you remember the room number you stayed in?
No, see, here's the thing, is that I was staying with a lady of the night. You know what I'm saying there?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and she arranged the room. But I did not... She's not my wife, but I did not sleep with her.
I understand, man.
No, but... So, listen. So, what happens is that I have her poop in a bag for me.
Okay.
And then I save it and I sell it.
Okay.
And so I forgot it in the room. So this is my souvenir, you know, because that's what I, and then I ejaculate on it later.
The housekeepers are here by 8, okay?
Okay, but when I ejaculate, right, okay, they'll look for it. They're not going to steal it, are they?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, they're the best people to tell you anything about
those sorts of things. Okay, have you ever seen the hooker turds? They're quite magnificent.
When you call them, you talk to the supervisor, she'll know what to do.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Have you ever tried the hooker turds?
I don't know, my brother. Just call in the morning by 8.
Okay, by 8. Okay, I'll call.
They're quite magnificent, huh?
Yeah.
Very nice.
When I said it was a lady of the night, he goes, oh, did you hear him?
Yes. Oh no. Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah.
Brought back some memories for him.
Let's see if Big Ken will get on. It says he's online. I don't know if he actually is or not.
Probably. I'm envisioning him laying over on his microphone, drooling.
Yeah. Hopefully not dead.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll do a show tomorrow. I was just, I have a lot of shit going on. I was trying to open my own business for the last 6 or 7 months, and then I ended up not doing it, so.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big it's, commitment.
That's
yeah.
Sweet.
It's Bible sales, and so I got a lot of Bibles left over, and I try to sell them. What I did is I was trying to sell Bibles to the hotels, but they already have them all there, so. I guess Jesus is going to have to wait. So. Mm-hmm. Now I have to try and sell them door to door, which is awkward.
Yeah, it can be, can be kind of awkward.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hang up now.
All right, man. All right, good man. Doing calls with you. Thanks for being on.
It was fun. Thank later. You.
Thanks for doing science.
Well, it's nice to do it without having to be the clicker.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, definitely. All right, man.
Okay.
That's why I just like calling in other people's shows. You can do all the fucking clicking.
You bought a subscription, though. I don't understand.
What's that? I didn't buy one.
You didn't?
No.
I thought you...
I have Skype credit.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, we called the other day. We're doing calls.
Yeah. I was just using my Skype credit. So...
Interesting. Well, all right. Well, we're the only ones bad. It's all on us now.
It's all on us. What do you want to call? What do you want to call?
Ghostbusters.
I've probably got another like 10 minutes left in me.
All right. Yeah. Well,
then I gotta go kick some ass and make sure some kids get to bed.
Motherfuck those kids. Motherfucks to them. They're the children of an owl.
Yes. I am a son of an owl.
And they're the grandchildren.
Yes. I embrace my heritage.
Come on, goddamn shit fucks.
Which one? Are you calling a hotel? Or?
Yeah, I'm calling a hotel. It's not really wanting to dial. So, fuck them. We won't do that.
We'll do one more... Moderate chode call?
Moderate chode call. We'll try to get another hotel in.
We'll
call tonight. I can't sleep until noon again today. It is nice, but I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't either.
I got a motherfucking paper. Right. I checked out 18 books today.
Can I help you?
Yes, I would like to place an order for takeaway, please.
Yeah, sure. What would you like?
Yes, I would like one order of chicken tikka masala. Damn it.
One chicken tikka masala?
Yeah, damn it. And I'd like, and I would like one order of papadums.
One serve of papadums?
Yes. And I would also like one order of banchode.
One order of?
Banchode.
Oh, how do you spell that?
Well, maybe I might be mistaken. I think it's moderate chode.
Who's that?
The gandu sauce.
Okay, who's that?
Yeah, my name is David. David Snoswell. Damn it.
David who?
Yeah, David Snoswell. And I would like to speak with a man immediately. Put a man on the phone. I don't talk to
you. We have no man here.
I don't talk to you dirty women.
Sorry, it's the women that run the show here. No men run the show.
That's what the problem is, huh?
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Yes, sorry. That's the problem.
So
for
I would
you,
like,
not for us.
I would like to take some mango chutney and rub it all over your nipples.
Okay, I'll put Nabil on.
Okay.
You'll put what on? You're going to put it on?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? How can I help you?
Yes, is this a man?
Sorry?
Am I speaking with a man?
The man? I'm not the man, mate. I just work here.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I was trying to order some mater chode. I was trying to order mater chode. And that crazy lady was just giving me a bad time.
Oh, she was. Wrong. Okay, Doc.
So I want that with extra gandu sauce.
Right. And?
And an order of Terry Madilan.
Okay, mate. And what else?
And I would like your sister in front of me. Hey, listen to me.
This is for 6:20, okay, mate? Thank you.
Hey, listen to me, damn it. Motherfucker is ignoring me.
I'll be right. Yeah, mate, sorry.
Hey, what the hell happened?
Sorry?
Where did he go?
No, he's right, we're just going to be quiet.
Hello?
Oh.
He's gone.
All right. What other numbers do we have?
Let's see.
Kangaroo curtain. I got another hotel here.
He said, tell him he wanted to have a cow fuck his daughter. That's a good idea. We've never asked that question before. Or made that request.
All right, let's go back to Dirty Aaron's numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't remember which ones we've called, so we'll... No, we've done that one. All right, start out here. There it is, I talk to myself way too often. All right.
You want to take this?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hello, Balloon Animation. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to place an order.
Yep, sure. What would you like to order today, mate?
I would like chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would like... Fuck shit. I would like kangaroo curry.
I'm sorry, we didn't do that.
Oh, you don't have kangaroo curry. Fuck. Do you have... Oh, all right.
I think he accidentally hung up on you.
Yeah, I think he said I need to call him back.
Yeah. We seem to have been disconnected.
Yeah, obviously it was an accident.
Yeah.
You want to do it in the order, though?
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
I'm spacing out right now.
Yeah, I'm running out of steam, but let's talk to him.
Okay. Fuck shit.
Huh. This call never dropped.
That's weird. Fuck that place. Let's go on to the next one.
Here's one that I called last night, the Sultan's Kitchen.
Alright, we'll do this one, that one, and then we'll reevaluate where the hell we are in our lives. I'm tired.
Good evening, Arrow 33.
Hi. Good evening. Oh, go ahead, John.
Oh, okay, yes. Bitch, I would like to make an order.
Reservation?
No, order, dumbass. I'm from America. Order. I would like to order food.
Oh, we don't do takeaway.
Why are you a dumb bitch? Are you an ugly Aussie? You eat kangaroos? I have many questions, and I'm from America, the greatest country in the world.
Damn it.
I demand you answer a question. Okay, how big are breasts?
Just not having any of it.
That's fine. See, I like the calls that I amuse myself. What's the Sultan Kitchen?
I think we called that one last night, and they got kind of pissed off. Let me, no, that must be a different one, because this is in Brisbane.
Okay. Well, we're going to call it anyways.
Yeah, here, let me,
If you find it, go for it.
Yeah, here it is.
Oh. This one's all you, buddy.
Sultan's Kitchen, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to place an order for pickup, please. Takeaway?
Yes, what would you like?
I would like one order of paneer pakora.
One paneer pakora?
Yeah, do you have paneer pakora?
I have to ask the chef just a minute.
Oh, what do you have with paneer? I just want some paneer.
Paneer? Yeah, just a minute. I think we have palak paneer.
One order of palak paneer?
Just a minute, I'll just find it. Okay. Now, do we have paneer pakora? No. So what do we have with paneer in it? Palak paneer? Chai. Chai. Is what? Is that what? Chai paneer? Chai. Yeah, what is Chai paneer? Is that paneer? We've got palak paneer and then we have Shahi paneer.
I'll take one order of the palak paneer, please.
One palak paneer, yeah.
And do you make your paneer fresh at your restaurant?
Yes, yes.
And can I'd like a special request if possible. I'd like you to make some fresh paneer with your breast milk. I would like to come in and milk you. I would like to squeeze your titties into a bowl.
A bowl.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Fucking amusing.
Oh, I hope my kids didn't hear that.
I was just gonna say that'd be real fucking awkward for kids trying to get a bedtime story.
Yeah.
I like to milk your titties. That's a lot of explaining. Okay, we want to do one more. Well,
paneer is it's actually pretty good. It's Indian cheese. It's like a farmer's cheese, and they make it in the restaurants fresh with milk.
Hmm.
They add like lemon juice or something to make it curdle. Hmm. Then they press it. It's pretty good.
All right. This new one that you put in. Is that the same one?
We'll do one more. Yeah, do you want to take it?
Yeah, I'll do one. Yeah, we'll call this place. I don't give a shit what it is. Hopefully Dirty Aaron would do a show tomorrow. Yes, I would like to place an order, please, bitch.
Yes, sir. Just give it a second, right? Something.
Okay, motherfucker. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, mate.
Okay, I would like chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala, yeah?
A garlic naan.
Chicken tikka masala, yeah?
Kangaroo curry.
Chicken tikka masala, garlic naan. Yeah?
Okay, I would like a special order of bancho.
Guys, have you got that one over there that...
You listen here. I'm from America. Listen close. Listen close. Banchode. Banchode. Ulukapada. Ulukapada. Son of an owl. Ulukapada. Son of an owl.
Ulukapata.
That's okay, and do a show. It was okay. Yeah, I tried ordering the kangaroo curry.
Yeah, nobody seems to have that. It's not available.
Kangaroo curry banchode, so I guess yeah. You made that up. You were lying to me the whole time, and I hate you for it. So I'm probably going to take I can't threaten on the air, but it is a prank. Yeah. It's the classic prank of pooping in one of the brown lunch bags. Is it really? Is it real? I know you've had kangaroo, but if you poop in a lunch bag, and then, have you ever heard of this? I saw this on Billy Madison.
And you put it on somebody's doorstep? There's actually some YouTube videos of kids trying that prank.
That's a really fucked up prank, but yeah. I mean, at the same time, I'm Billy Madison. It's just so fucking fire. Don't take your boot to it. Don't take your boot to it. Yeah. Son of a bitch. Motherfucking kids.
Yeah, I saw a YouTube video where some kids did that. The guy came out, he stomped on it, and then he got really pissed off.
I learned from Billy Madison.
Yeah.
And I think I would just get a cup of water.
Yeah.
Mainly because I have cement for a porch. So
anytime your doorbell rings and you open the door and there's a burning bag there, that should be a red flag.
It should be a giant. You might as well just lay red flags out around the like that.
Anyway, dude, I gotta go.
Yeah, all right, man.
It was fun, man.
Fun doing calls with you.
Yep. All right, we'll catch you later.
See you later. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining up and listening to Sounds. I don't really know what else to say. I'm not very good at saying goodbye. I don't know. I don't fuck. Fuck shit. Fuck shit, whores. Okay, everybody. I hope you enjoyed. Sloth. Sloth and I may do a show tomorrow. We don't fucking know. We really don't. Don't decide. Jihad plans everything out for weeks, and Sloth and I just kind of decide an hour before. And then usually we don't talk until 5 minutes before the show. So, good night, everybody. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Splendid.